anti-nuclear activists in French Polynesia mark a grim anniversary. 51 years ago, France exploded the first of 193 nuclear bombs at Mururoa Atoll. Amid memorial masses and protest marches, the president of the territory reported a breakthrough on long-running compensation claims. We have more from Neil Conan in today's Pacific News Minute. French Polynesian President Edouard Fritch announced that France will immediately reconsider compensation claims which had previously been rejected. Until 2010, France maintained that no one suffered from its tests, but even after that policy change, Paris required such onerous burdens of proof that almost all claims were denied. According to a letter Fritch sent to the heads of three test victims' organizations, Annick Girardin, overseas minister in the new government of Emmanuel Macron, said France is now committed to issue compensation. Last week, the pro-independence opposition, which is closely linked to the anti-nuclear movement, launched a drive to take France before the United Nations Human Rights Commission in Geneva. Richard Tuéava of the Tavini Hui Ra'atira told Radio New Zealand International that Emmanuel Macron inspired the drive with a campaign speech in Algeria where he described colonialism as a crime against humanity. France conducted nuclear tests in Algeria before shifting to the South Pacific. With final results from National Assembly elections now in, a pro-independence candidate won one of French Polynesia's three seats. As expected, anti-independence candidates took the other two seats in French Polynesia and both seats in New Caledonia. Leftist Napole Pulutele retained his seat from Wallace and Futuna without a runoff. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.